Okay, welcome back to the Caffeinated Podcast. We've been gone for 3 months.
Yeah, it's been that long, hasn't it?
Yep.
7 hours and 16 days.
Yep.
We're out shithead O'Connor said.
I think we're calling this season two now.
Because
we nearly cancered ourselves with the 15th.
Cancered ourselves?
Cancered. Canceled.
That's canceled and Gretled ourselves.
Canceled and Gretled.
What I meant was
we
canceled ourselves in Japan.
That's fine. They know we like us there.
Are they Jamaican?
What the fuck accent was that?
I'm from Japan, man. They don't like us there.
I come to Osaka Castle, way Babylon.
No, it sounds like there's aliens from episode one. It's like, oh, you can't go Jedi. So bad.
Everything in that movie was racist.
It was.
So we start the show off with Jamaican Japs. Moving on.
So we're just
all lost rings.
Yeah, we are roaring out of the fucking gates
so
tonight,
Jeff,
aren't we?
Introduce himself. This is Bart.
Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
Burger King Jeff.
And McPatches.
And special guest.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I was promised free candy.
Well, we roofied you in the van.
You also have to talk a little bit louder. Project.
Louder?
Project.
Project. Project. Think Laurence Olivier.
Yeah, you got to introduce yourself.
I did.
Oh. Did you turn up his mic?
His mic's fine. Bart's loud.
I'm loud.
Yeah, Bart's loud.
Loud and clear. He's coming in.
Yeah, I dress loud, too.
Yes, you do.
Pastel colors only.
I was really surprised you went with the Purple King's cape today. It's kind of a Billy Dee Williams thing going.
Moo-moo. Yeah, it's been a while. When was the last one we did? November or October? November.
19.
That goat fuck, that was probably the worst one.
Yeah, we.
That was pretty bad.
So I personally want to apologize for whatever ear sodomy anyone went through listening to that.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. That's all right.
Our limey friends liked it.
And I only regret that I didn't get to actually sodomize somebody in the ear. As I say, once you go Jeff, you go deaf. So.
Well, our English friends will be here in about a couple of weeks, Sandy and Liam, so that'll be interesting.
Never mind.
What's our chagrin? Is that what you were going to say?
Chartreuse.
Sharks?
Chartreuse.
There won't be much drinking of gin.
Yeah, I won't be drinking gin. I'm not allowed. There was that pine tree, pine
does
salt.
She like that Bombay Sapphire?
She does, she does.
See, every time you open the lid, it's... sorry.
Any bottle that comes with a pack of Slim Jims.
Yeah, to our new guest here, every time I fuck up, I lose friends. It's like Sonic the Hedgehog losing rings. So when
he gets
screw
hit.
Up, ring. There's been some times on one of these
just
shows.
Just do what I do. Don't have friends.
Yeah.
It's so much easier.
It is. It's a lot easier.
The hell with all of you.
The hell with you.
That's the spirit.
The hell with you.
Get closer.
The only one I'll be friends with is Kyle because he gives me free mustache rides.
Kyle. He's still here, the mug. Hi, Kyle.
I like turtles.
He's still
he
here.
He likes turtles.
That's good.
That's my line.
That's actually a new development and probably the most eloquent thought he's had on this show.
I actually did save a turtle a couple of days ago.
That's okay. No more.
You're done.
You're done.
Go sit over there. That sounds about right. I would say we could do this in the studio, because yes, I have a studio. We could actually do that in the studio, but I think the whole point of this is being out here doing it. And, like, you know, late at night, and all the bro-dozers driving by being lewd.
Yeah, studio, he calls it.
What do you think so far, special guest Dave?
It's a refrigerator box.
I still don't know what I'm doing here.
Sounds about right.
He still doesn't know what he's doing.
Dude,
he still hasn't found what he's looking for.
Dave, soon the Quaaludes will kick in. You'll be fine.
Taste the colors.
You can taste the colors around.
That's what I said about
one
the trip.
He even fake up with a size 7 poop shoot.
I just feel like one of those, I don't know, like those football guys, the announcers. So, what'd you think of the game?
We play football.
Very well.
They always do the, I want to thank God. With him,
God.
All things are possible.
I want to thank Jeebus and Muhammad.
You could be like John Madden. To win the game, you got to catch the ball and run in a football.
What do you think, special guest Bill Cosby?
That too. I'm not a good at John Madden or Bill.
He does the John Madden impression.
Yeah. Catch the ball. Sound like
to win the game, you got to play better than the other team.
No shit.
No. To win the game, you gotta not lose the game.
That sounds like
that's Ric Flair.
No, that's to be the man. You gotta beat the man.
No, Ric Flair. To win the game, you gotta not lose the game.
And as he gets redder and redder,
yeah,
as he's doing it, like he's gonna die.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
throws his jacket on the ground, bounces around a little bit.
It's Ultimate Warrior.
Oh,
Ultimate Warrior, you must ask Hulk Hogan.
And who doesn't like the Warrior? It was the Sheik. Fuck you, Hulk Hogan.
Like, you fucking did the ass with the...
Yeah, pretty much. So it's a new year. It's 2016 and almost March.
Almost March. Better late than never.
We've made our final conversion to Protestantism. I'm kidding. There is no God.
That's right. Deadpool was good, though.
Yeah, it was
okay. The Deadpool movie was very good. I saw it twice. I
haven't seen it yet.
You are irrelevant for seeing Jeff.
What
the shit? Jeff?
It doesn't mean what
you guys already seen it.
Yeah, it was, spoiler, Deadpool dies.
It was was no Superman 4.
I don't care for Superman.
The Quest for Peace.
It was no Batman and Robin.
Oh. Apparently Deadpool is Peter Pan sexual, so says all the brony fucking Twitter cocksuckers.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, here we go.
Bart versus the internet.
Yes, after the...
Bart versus 4chan.
The movie came out, I was banned from two Deadpool sites.
Really?
Yeah.
Like MySpace accounts or like actual like
Peter
forums?
Peter Pan sexual.
Peter Pan sexual. Pandora's box? What?
Yeah.
It's all right. Listen, doesn't matter. I think everybody should do what they want.
Every time a comic book character comes to life in a movie, people tend to mind fuck the bitty fuck out of it. You know, what the character is. I mean, I always knew Deadpool was a wisecracking merc with a mouth. He shoots and kills people, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, they equate him with My Little Pony now.
Well, no,
and stuff.
He will fuck anything that moves, but that's only because he's insane.
Exactly, and people fail to get that. They really wanted to make, I don't know, a love story.
Everyone wants things to be political.
Yeah,
technically, the movie was a love story.
It was.
Yep.
But he was boning the hot chick, not Spider-Man, like a lot of brony Twitter, you know, type people, whatever.
So Bart hates the bronies.
And
with
Twitter.
With a fiery passion.
What?
And Twitter.
And Twitter.
There is a Lady Deadpool.
He would explode.
Alternate universe.
He would explode.
He would.
Like, what would that count as?
Nothing.
It's probably incest.
Like masturbation?
Yeah, why not?
Kyle, you don't have a mic. What are you doing?
It would count as forgery. That's a felony or something.
Everyone's talking to nothing.
So, all you hear is like whispers.
So what do you think, Kyle?
Later on, you're like, who's he talking to?
No, I don't know.
No.
Lived happily
Tinkerbell is in the building.
Tinkerbell. Well, that's been a fun show, guys. Let's quit while we're
ahead. Special guest Dave, what'd you think of the Deadpool movie?
Thought it was good. Wanted to add to your bronies remark. I would say the bronies are about the equivalent of juggalos. It's like the juggalos.
So, he's welcome here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of juggalos either.
No, me either.
One or two are okay.
No.
He's procreated with one.
Dark.
Dark.
Well, she thought she was.
See,
what?
That one, you only lost one word.
Oh, is that fun? Okay, everything he's gone on about, you
I
go
know,
out dead
no.
silent when I say that. Suddenly, I'm the fucking bad
no.
guy.
No, it's fine. I'm the bad guy.
No, it's cool. You can say all that shit. Let me climb down off my cross. I make one off-color remark. Oh, I use the word color. Fuck you, internet.
Hold on. I'm on my cross. Take a picture.
You got a cross?
I thought you were going to hit me with your cigarettes. I'm afraid.
The pants aren't down. You don't
deserve
a camera.
You worked at Lowe's, didn't you? Didn't you get a discount on your cross?
Home Depot. It was discount Lowe's.
No, I'm not burning it as much as the audience thinks I will.
So Dave doesn't like juggalos. That's good. I don't like them either. I respect the fact that it's kind of like punk rock. Punk rock?
Pop.
Fuck, quit. Me run.
What was that, Barbara?
I got a dick in my mouth. Hold
Bubba
on.
Wawa.
Anyway, yeah. We should probably explain, because I'm sure the only people that are listening.
Punk rock?
The only people that listen are Sandy and Liam, so we should explain what a juggalo is.
Cop rock.
It's like a chav, but worse.
There you go. They wear clown makeup.
Yeah, it's
well,
like,
you know, she'll fuck it up and say, call them gigolos or something like that. Tell us about those gigolos.
She's not that far off. It's fine. No, it's essentially a chav with clown makeup and a stupid horror theme.
Yeah, they're like the Walmart fucking, Walmart.
Ronald McDonald.
Like, religious cult.
Yeah.
A Walmart. Yeah. Faygo for 45 cents on clearance.
So you promised Sandy she's going to be cool. It's not going to be like jibber-jabbering with the Murder, She Wrote bitch, is it?
What? No.
Angela Lansbury?
Yeah. Yeah, what are you talking? I don't want it to be like that.
I don't think it...
Okay.
Kyle.
At any given day... on any given day, Sandy has no problem heading to the bar, getting shithoused on gin, and saying the word twat or cunt repeatedly really loud.
That's okay, like normal speech for
it. Yeah. I think
these are not posh fucking people we're dealing with.
They hang out with me and Nicole.
I am quitting the first time those two bastards say Jolly Good Show. I swear to God.
I'm staying on board the moment they do.
Yeah.
I'll run the fucking show an extra hour once we get some, like, British slang going.
Yeah, no.
Because then we could be multicultural.
Yeah, that'll be good.
He's not like Angela Lansbury. He's not like Mr. Bean.
No.
Well, no, he actually talks.
That'd be awesome.
They're more like soccer hooligans.
Like Mr. Bean was just British Buster Keaton.
He was hilarious.
Yes. Everything's fine. I don't know where you're getting all tense up over there, buddy.
He's scared of foreigners.
I'm scared of foreigners.
Well, then why do you keep going to gas stations?
Oh!
Beef jerky.
Oh, yeah.
Beef jerky.
Deedly, deedly, deedly.
Deedly do.
Because of my brother's profession, I get things not 99 cents, but 98 cents. No, to your brother.
Oh, my God.
He gets free cookies for me.
I think this is going splendidly.
I think it's turning into what it was last time, actually.
This is going John Denver-y.
Well, there's at least some pacing tonight.
Yes.
Know, so.
Well, it's been a while, and, you know, we spent all day talking about shit anyway, so.
Before we get on any further, I hope Sandy and Liam know that I'm just fucking with them.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
I'm taking the piss out on them.
What's that? Do I hear the sound of backpedaling?
They're going to declare war.
Declare war. They're going to declare war on the Japanese podcast.
Their drunken podcast versus ours.
Oh, Lord. Well, I think at the home we're going to record a couple of fucking drunken episodes for
Fight Talk.
Yeah, we'll bring Tom. So what's everybody else been up to? Anybody playing music? I know our special guest Dave, who whispers. Because I don't see him on
this.
Is
that his fucking Dave?
Does he even? Yeah. What's your
Dave who whispers?
Dave who whispers. That's your new like radio name.
Whispering Dave.
Whispering Dave.
I like Dave who whispers better. I don't know why.
Yeah.
His name was Willie right now.
Whispering what's, Willie.
What you think? Whispering Willie. Thinking of shit, I'm gonna go panhandle more.
Yeah, but he had some good ideas. I think we need a nice hangout around here somewhere. We could all hang out and indoors and just kind
of
cool.
We're tired of Starbucks and behind the dingy
Green Life Cafe
in town.
Oh my God.
We'll just all hang out outside his shop.
Oh, and name dropping like a boss. Woo! Woo!
What'd you say about?
We'll see how long it takes place for the cops to show up.
I cannot afford a flamethrower. Don't put me on the spot.
Hey, I got a crossbow. We could just light.
Not good enough. Trust me, it's a hell of a lot harder to ignite shit with one of those than you realize. I know this from experience.
Jesus Christ.
Question my fucking hobbies.
What did everybody think of the latest episode of The Walking Dead last Sunday? Holy shit.
I thought it was good that Rick fell in love with Carl, you know, and had gay sex.
Wow. It wasn't that way.
It was really just sucked to find out that Rick was pansexual.
Yeah. I threw my clicker at the TV after that.
Did you?
And the TV banned me.
The bronies loved the episode, though. So.
Yeah.
And the Juggalos.
Those Reddit fucking brony Twitter cocksuckers, yeah.
Yeah, I found out about Reddit and 4chan, which we're not going to talk of because I don't need my computer destroyed for whatever reason.
It'll just blow itself up. It's like, I'm out.
Yeah. No, Walking Dead was good. I'm over it because it's been forever and it needs to just
I've been over it.
Yeah.
From
but
like season
I did
two.
Like the episode, and I like that Rick decided to just go out and fucking shit up by himself.
Yeah, that was awesome, but it was like, we saw a whole family, like a whole generation just snuffed out like a candle. And I'm like, goddamn, Kirkman.
I enjoyed it because, as you know, I don't like children.
Oh, especially the kid. The kid had it coming.
Yeah. And that was the greatest thing to see him get what he had coming. Oh, we got a race on here at Moroso.
Sorry, we had the toe cutter and his gang had to go by real
quick.
They weren't that cool.
Why do I feel like that? Whenever I hear gang, I feel like I should like have people from the Warriors show up in costumes and just, you know, those gangs are cool. They all had themes.
Yeah, they did.
The Baseball Furies. Jeff would just shoot them.
No, we'd be a gang called the Early Midlife Crisisers.
So. The Three of Diamonds.
Two meta.
Two
for
meta?
Us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been there.
Hey, we got four people.
Old mate.
That's before Diamonds.
Well, at the time, it was only me, Matt, and Jeff. Matt, if you ever come back here, I guess you can be on the show because we all
Matt,
be
get your ass back over here from Texas for a week so we could record something, you son of a bitch.
You think he listens?
There. Maybe that'll
work. By the way, everyone should support Bernie Sanders.
That's the guy with the chicken, right?
Yes. Delicious chicken.
There's another guy sells trombones.
And there's a witch.
I don't know. She's a Frankenstein. She's
Hillary
not a witch
because
she doesn't have a neck.
She's a
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, is that who it is? I thought it was Janet Reno. Oh,
Johnny Reno. Johnny Tears Reno.
Is Taft running this year? Because
I don't know who Taft is. I don't think.
Holy shit!
Kyle and his Kmart education pays off.
Out of everybody, to get it, suddenly it was Kyle who just fucking goes all savant syndrome on us.
The whispers are catching on.
Howard the Duck, Taft.
Those whispers in the background are getting smart.
It's like I mentioned Taft, and it's Kyle of all people. It's Howard Taft. I'm like, what the? You don't know anything. Why do you know that?
Well,
it'd be a game show goddess, Kyle.
Rain Zigman. The Henry Rollins.
Rain Zigman.
Yeah, the Henry Rollins and Danzig. It was Henry Rollins and Danzig.
To say?
I killed your baby today. It doesn't matter much to me as long as it's dead.
As long as it's dead.
Dead. Yeah! So, Danzig's new album, Crap.
I wouldn't go as far as to call it Crap.
Glenn, it's Crap. We're coming for you.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Okay, Danzig's new thing, Skeletons, I listened to it, and I'm not going to say I hate it, but I think it's a little overdue. So for me, it was kind of like, if this had come out about 15, 16 years ago, I would have loved it. But I'm, you know, it goes back to that, I'm still disappointed that it's covers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of was hoping that with this, because he really brought back the old sound quite a bit. But
if you listen to it, Dave.
If he would write some original stuff again, that'd be good, too.
I've heard a few songs off of it. I mean, you would think that Glenn Danzig doing Elvis would be phenomenal.
And it was at one point when he did Thrall Demon Sweat Live. There was that Elvis track that was a bonus, and that would sound great.
Yeah, I think he's just phoning it in now.
Yeah.
All the new stuff is just garbage, in my opinion. I mean, with the exception of some of the Hangover movie songs.
And even then, that was just stuff from previous albums. Like, when the song 13, that was from Danzig 6. That was the one he wrote for Johnny Cash to do.
Yeah.
And that was a good
Black Hell
song. Yeah.
That's all right, Black Hell.
Yeah. But, you know, the 9th album was a little bit better. Because it sounded like they were trying somewhat. But this last one, it was sort of like, okay, we've got this stuff that I don't have to write, so let's record it.
Yeah, Red, Black,
Yeah, he always tries to go all Gaelic with the spellings, which is weird because he's like a little German, Polish, Italian guy.
From Jersey.
Jersey.
Jersey. Yeah, all right, I was just curious. I picked up the...
So I'm pretty middle of the road about the thing. It's sort of like I would have liked this if it was original songs.
All right. I picked up the... on vinyl, my wife got it for me for Valentine's Day. I got the 1990 self-titled Social Distortion album, my favorite album. So that sounds really fucking good on vinyl.
Really wish there was a copy of Prison Bound.
There is.
Around. Oh, is there?
FYI.
They actually have it on vinyl.
Yeah, me and him saw it a couple times.
Fuck.
Fucking YE, that's where you get it.
And Nick Cave Murder Ballads.
Okay.
Why are you pointing to me? I'm not a Nick Cave.
Yeah, I'm
pointing at you because you're Bart. I don't know.
a band you don't listen to, Bart. Yeah. Nick Cave and the Murder Ballad.
Nickelback.
No, if they do have if they do have Nick Cave on vinyl, I need to get that.
That's Journey back.
No.
Nickel Journey. Justin.
Austin Nickel Journey.
Justin.
No.
Just take your shot.
A shot. I'll take my shot in my ass.
I just want Now This Is Music on vinyl.
That's next.
He saved the show.
I want Kids Bop on vinyl.
Big Aqua fan over here.
Oh, yeah, Jeff. So what's your favorite country band? Jethro Tull?
I believe his favorite country band was Ace of Base, actually.
Bart missed it. I was here the other day. We were here, but...
Jethro Tull. Yeah.
We did our alternative show that we did with the 90s music. And one part, I'm like, so... He's like, I love country. And I'm like, oh, do you now? I said, what's your favorite country band? And just out of nowhere, Jethro Tull.
I think he
sitting on a park bench.
When I heard that, I was like, I think he panicked. I think he panicked.
So I played
whole show was stream of conscious. It was just like first thing that comes to your head.
What country band do you like, Burger King Jeff?
With Bad Brains. That's a rap group,
well,
right?
Sometimes I like to get into the Appalachian sounds of Milli Vanilli. So.
Yes.
Kid and Play.
I like the Pink Floyds.
Though I heard they didn't have their own actual banjo player. It was just a guy lip syncing.
Yeah, so. Pretty much. But that happened, and then I played two songs, and it started with Aqua Lung afterwards. Yeah. I'm like, Jeff, this sounds familiar. This is your favorite song, right? He's like, yeah.
Jeff's like, yes, that is.
And on our next show, we should do Hanson. That might get some listeners.
Since BK Jeff doesn't say much, he just laughed there. Afterwards, you don't hear him go, powering down.
I'm shutting down now.
Disney animatronics are fragile.
What's funny, he was talking about Hanson. I got a quick little story. I was at a bar, and I met this girl, and then we were talking, and then Hanson came on, and then she was wanting to, like do like booty bass grind dancing to Hanson.
That had to have been one of the most surreal things ever.
It was like an awkward minute for me because after that I just couldn't take it anymore and I left.
Where was this at?
It's out in St. Lucie West.
Good Times?
Now.
Oh my
Before
god.
It was Good Times.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So like
I've been there.
Twerking to Hanson. At that all you can do in that situation is detach your mind entirely from it and kind of observe it and just be like, wow, how much mescaline got snuck into my coffee tonight?
You can actually watch yourself behaving in this manner.
I was just thinking, like, what kind of life choices did this woman make? That
not good ones.
I guarantee there's three of them she left at home with a box of pizza and SpongeBob.
Probably on the end of the coat hanger.
Where's the father? Hiding in the closet. Don't see him unless he smiles.
Oh! Ring-a-ling-ling-ling-ling. Oh. Guess who's not in the shit box tonight?
Me. Well, what did I say?
Give it time, Bart. Give it time.
Stuck on fucking pizza.
Box of pizza. I want to see what that looks like. I want a man who.
And now we lost Kyle back to being stupid again.
Box of pizza.
He had his moment.
He has windows of clarity.
Window. Oh Lord.
So are you gonna edit that or
no? No. I might put a blue in it if you want.
Jeff, isn't this the reason why you said you don't have any friends?
I'm kind of 50-50 about it. I don't know. Whatever. Just put
it
out.
At least our fan base is in the Black Panther.
Oh my god.
Look, at least we know that we don't. I'm leaving this alone. Moving on.
Stop. All right. So, speaking of stories and jukeboxes, Jeff, remember that time at Cruisers? Well, when I was sober that week or two, and Jess was there, and a couple other people, and that one person kept playing shitty music, and then we started playing good music, and
we drove them out of the bar with Black Sabbath.
They got mad at us, and he said, "You can shut the fuck up."
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Jeff was threatening people over music again.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was just, you know, it was finally time for our songs to come on, and we had put enough in there, so the song started playing. And then finally, one of the guys kind of starts bowing up at us because we're really kind of getting on with the music and playing pool and all that.
Yeah.
He's like, man, what the fuck are you playing? So finally, I look over and I say, you sit down and shut the fuck up.
And this was a lot angrier Jeff days,
yeah,
too.
Like, if I have to hear DMX one more fucking time, I'm going to eat a goddamn beer mug. Fuck your sorry ass.
I want to watch that.
Man, you talking funny. Hey, boo-ah, smackity. That's getting seen in the
That's exactly who it was.
Oh, which reminds me.
That's the guy who serves us boxes of pizza.
By the way, Bart, I like those G.I. Joe stickers.
Yeah, I did.
The
too.
Ones that were the Fesner film, like, sayings or
oh,
stickers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One wow. was like, I'm a computer.
Game over, yeah!
Yeah, I got
a body massage.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Get the fuck out. So. No vaping here.
Nope.
So,
first one I see dies.
So, would you put vaping along with the Juggalos and with the...
Well,
with
no, brownies? I put vaping along with... you know, forms of child prostitution.
Oh my God.
Vaping is just the musical instrument that the Juggalos play. They call it the douche flute.
Now, actually, the form of instrument they play is the skin flute.
And the douche flute.
That's they like... can't afford the vaporizer.
They make one out of Faygo bottles.
Well, that's the one thing I don't understand, that the Juggalos, none of them have money, so how are they making any money on the merchandise? You know, the shoplifting, all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
From Big Lots too.
Well, they have to have the money up to get all the red phosphorus and lantern fuel so they can make meth. So.
What do you got, Jeff?
Not even regular lantern fuel.
I'm just listening.
He's like, oh, no, I'm just here to spectate,
powering down.
he's like on standby.
Every time Jeff talks, I expect to hear that old Duracell commercial.
Copper top.
Yeah. I feel like he's one of those old kid robots that you had a tape player in, like a Teddy Ruxpin. It's like, you can respond now. Hey.
See, I was just too young for Teddy Ruxpin. What we had was 2XL.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that
robot.
That robot that kind of sounded like an autistic Stephen Hawking.
Yes. I remember that thing. And it kind of moved around a little bit,
no,
too.
No, it didn't move. It just literally sat there.
It was a tape player, basically.
Yeah, and what it was because all your tape cassettes are four-track systems, it was actually kind of clever. What it was a quiz thing. And each tape you put in, it would, like, play off the sort of quiz. It actually kind of sounded like that. was my favorite part. But, so you had these buttons at the bottom of it, A, B, C, and D, and it asked you a question, and then whatever button you hit would play the track within the tape for the answers. All it did was separate the other three tracks, almost like a karaoke machine.
All right.
I remember, and of course, that. What was really vaguely funny was trying to play normal music out of it and then hitting any of those buttons, and it sounded like the old 90s censorship thing on the buzz.
Playing a record bag.
Satanic darkies.
Thank you for naming my next band.
Satanic Darkies.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Dave opens up his coffee shop, I shall be presenting my premiere act, Satanic Darkies.
And then I'll be going out of business the next day.
But it was a good ride.
You're going out of business now for being on the show.
I'll be protesting. Everybody's windows will be gone and cars overturned. Oh, God.
Nothing like that happens here.
It's too old.
I'm just glad nobody really listens to this podcast, so I don't have to worry about any repercussions.
You're exactly right there. Nobody listens to it.
Two limeys.
Yeah.
Two people in Britain. That's about it.
Pretty much in Kyle.
Is it Britain or England? It can't be both.
It is both.
It,
yeah, it's the British Isles.
It can be Britain, it can be England, it can be the UK.
But it's not Wales.
Three things now.
Don't call it Wales.
Three fucking things.
Here it says,
these pretentious,
you know,
cocksuckers have to have three fucking names for the country.
So do we. Shithole, United States, England. America.
The United States, we have America, we have the states.
You pink
we have
communist
the US.
Shit.
Communism is
a
lie.
I've never seen a man get that angry over country names.
America. Jethro Tull.
Okay, I probably should have been more specific.
More Pacific.
Hey, I love
non-English speaking ass.
I love the lower.
Go back to Haiti.
Pacific.
Gotta be more explicit.
Bart's from Haiti. He's got the voodoo. Hoodoo voodoo.
Look at me smile.
Oh, there you are.
There, I just... Another nail.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God, Podcast Lives Matter.
Ring, ring, ring. Podcast. We're going to trend that shit.
We are the least qualified people on the face of the earth.
I'm trending it. Hold on. Where's my fucking phone? I'm trending Podcast Lives Matter. God damn it.
Jesus Christ, the next one we do, we're going to have a team of UN fucking relief workers to guide us through it safely through the fucking everywhere now.
They'll be too scared to guide that.
Yeah. We're going to have to do an apology episode one day.
Fuck that.
Sorry to the UK.
Well, I thought we might host Michael Richards England. One night.
Oh, yeah? Kramer.
He'll liven it up.
Soon as we could get him out of FBI fucking hiding.
We'll get him and Hulk Hogan. Brother.
Hulk Hogan's too busy trying to fuck his daughter.
So. Let's just get Donald Trump.
Selma could do the music act.
Donald Trump's becoming a spectator now.
Serve us wine, too. White wine.
So anyway.
That's what he does.
No, you're good.
Filling in Selmo.
I like Elmo.
Elmo.
Serves us wine.
Homo.
Homo.
Pansexual. Pancakes.
Pandasexual.
Pancake sexual.
I'll never eat an IHOP the same way again.
Hold on. Let's ask Dave, our guest, another question. How do you feel about lumbersexual?
I don't know what the hell that is. I'm looking at you ugly motherfuckers. And I'm wondering what the hell you're trying to pull on.
The rapist for 400.
Lumbersexual. Is that like the brawny towel guy?
It's the guys with the beards that look like lumberjacks but are not lumberjacks. And they're called
What is the deal with looking like a profession you don't do? The next thing the people are going to do, they're going to dress up like NASCAR racers.
All the fucking sponsors on them.
So basically a lumbersexual is like...
It's a hipster,
like,
basically.
Basically he's like somebody like trying to be like the brawny guy off paper towels.
Yeah. I can... Let me pull it up.
Only with a way more sore jaw.
And Boots comes out swinging.
I'm making a lot of wood.
Bart, you're on fire. You're like an NBA Jam. He's on fire.
Like a cross.
Wow.
We're on fire.
We're having a good conversation.
Oh, last thing I Googled, furries. I had a show fucking Kyle with furries.
Big fans of the show, by the way.
Oh, I had to show Kyle what a furry was, and he didn't like the answer.
We're
going to
dress like furries for one show?
No, my God, no.
How can you not like furries, man? He's talking about banging Angela Lansbury earlier.
Oh, Lord. All right, lumber section.
Jeff actually didn't power down for that one.
No, he stayed... Lumber sexual. It actually came up on its own. Good job, Google. Oh, Lord.
How
all right.
Did you put that
Dave,
in
Dave, please don't break my phone, by the way. Just look. That's what it is.
Your phone is indestructible.
That's true.
It's called active.
That's lumber sexual, buddy.
So, I'm shaving my beard tomorrow.
So they all look like 1800s pictures just with lumberjack shirts.
That guy's
shave
holding an axe that's
Jinkos.
Way too heavy for Jinkos.
It looks like everybody at a Mumford & Sons concert.
Mumblers & Sons.
Or Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback. We have to gratuitously mention them.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, this is the thing now.
You don't summon him.
Oh, yeah. Beetlejuice. Don't say his name. You don't want that guy bouncing around here. I did two good things in a couple of days, Kyle. I showed poor Dave what the fuck lumbersexual was, and the other day I showed you what furries were. I'm just ruining everybody's day.
What's next?
Don't forget that time you showed me the My Little Pony fuck that.
Oh, yeah. Next show, we may have a donkey show.
So that's the prostitute he got.
No, Jeff's right. Donkey show next time. Tune in to the El Tijuana podcast.
So I guess the question is, when Justin showed you the My Little Pony fuck doll, did he pull it out of his closet?
No, he showed me the picture of him with Sprower.
Oh, God, name drop.
No!
So to our two
audiences. That's a big name
here,
drop.
Or listen to us.
No the, one.
Yeah, Sandy and Liam, they're like, who's Sprower?
bloody hell, they mention that chap's name all the time.
Just stay out of it.
We'll just tell him, tell them, rather, excuse me, that he's just a condition. Sprower. It's like gout. Kyle had Sprower for a while.
Oh, man.
It's going to sound like Morse code when you're doing
anything. So, are you doing over there, Photographer Ace?
Well, everyone's taking pictures today.
It's press night, man. First episode in a while. So.
The last episode.
Getting some material for a spank bag.
Yeah, like that's a secret.
Why can't we spank friends? Why can't we spank friends?
Dude, I want that pony doll. I don't know what you're talking about. Or the unicorn like Deadpool.
Motherfuckers down the road.
Just be like every other man. Just buy a fucking fleshlight.
And I'm gonna grow wall mounted ones.
Oh my god! You screw it in like you're trying to put a shelf up.
Oh, it has a suction cup.
Oh, like Jesus!
A, is that like the glory hole edition?
Glory hole edition. Oh Lord Jesus Christ! On Christmas Eve,
you knock a hole in your shower wall. You know,
is that the new term, like Judas Priest on a pony?
Judas Priest is a good band.
Well, see, I've heard that term before when I was a kid, but now I think of it, I just think Halford riding a horse. A doll horse.
Oh, jeez. Every time I hear Judas Priest, all I can think is, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
So, that just reminds listening me of to a band Butthead.
Causes you to want to commit a felony.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Also, listening to records backwards introduced me to Satin. Man, those sheets are good. Carry the show for me, please. I can't do this.
He's selling to grab his groceries.
Well, I don't have a maid like you.
Somebody grab that old-time hook and just kind of like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a gong show. Poor Justin.
They changed that for an American Ninja Warrior. All those people are a lot lazier than the ones in Japan,
well,
though.
Well, this Justin is better than another Justin.
Yes.
Much better.
I feel bad because Johnny Tier's show is no longer going to be operational because the person with all the equipment's leaving.
Fuck him, let him burn.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Fireworks.
So he got kicked out of the basement. Huh?
He's ashamed because his farts don't make noise anymore.
So.
Fart box.
So.
And tongue punch in the latest action thriller.
So, we made it to, I don't know, 40 minutes. We're doing all right.
We're still full steam ahead.
Only an hour left.
We always do an hour.
An hour left. Fuck you. You only had one cup of coffee tonight. Or one, I said that right.
I had a couple energy really drinks earlier.
I think we only really have 10 minutes of material by the time we edit out all the bullshit.
No, you don't listen to this show.
Bullshit is the show. It's all the other stuff.
It's the weak link of the show.
All the other stuff gets edited out.
Yeah. I just edit Kyle's parts out and puts in some guy named Pablo.
Pablo.
Pablo. You just start speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
I like how you mentioned Pablo in the bonics.
Is that his name? I always called him you there, pool boy.
Well, you can get that 80s.
Cabana Bob.
You can get that 80s like robot. Music.
Bring me a Mai Tai, bitch.
He like pops up and starts playing like clown music.
That's what the fair was the night, the Mark County Fair. It was a cross between disco has-beens and Mexican circus music.
Music.
It's like, I will survive. Oh, yeah. Porque de nada. I don't speak Spanish.
So, anybody here went to the fair, or is that like something nobody does anymore?
No, I don't
too
want
fat for the ride.
I don't want dysentery.
I'm not homeless, so no.
You better shave that beard.
I'm too fat for the ride.
I'd go for the food.
Once again, dysentery.
Why do I feel like we're on Oregon Trail with that dysentery? Right out of it. Alcohol will kill anything, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah, the fair is the only place you'll find fried anything. Fried human thumbs, cookies, bananas.
Hey,
grass,
a couple hundred degrees could kill anything.
Cock.
What did you say, grass can kill anything?
I said a couple hundred degrees can kill anything.
Oh, yeah.
Set VD.
Well, that always comes
and the
back.
Fair is all the only place where you find a methed out carny in charge of dangerous equipment.
I got a question. Is it a juggalo?
When you go there, you think when you go to the fair, it seems like all the women that are there are from a fight club because they all have black eyes.
Guys are
yeah.
Guys.
The difference is they keep breaking the first rule.
Restraining orders.
Oh my God.
Self-esteem.
Fuck off. Learn to take. Used to like learn to just fucking learn to roll with the shit. Learn to.
That escalated quickly.
I know. We got to the abuse hour real quick.
My brother used to go to the fair when he was on duty.
He just yeah.
Yeah, he didn't like you know using the punching thing
because
you know.
He break it.
No, he used that on other people. But
he punched other.
How does he do in like the mirror maze?
He doesn't go in there.
I don't think he can get in. He's too wide. Like his shoulders are so big.
But yeah. he almost lost his mind when he was like, "You look like me. No, you look like me. You look like me. What's going on here? Where are my cookies? My fried cookies?"
Were you like, did he look in the mirror and go, you're me, I'm you. No shit.
Yeah, he had a big, gigantic conversation with him. He was very confused. They had to wheel him out on a truck or something like that.
You're praying. Hey, did the clown that ever talked shit, did your brother ever just reach into the cage and pull it out?
Actually, there was a true story with that. When he was off duty years ago, the clown, you know how he fucks with you and stuff? Yeah. He said something to my brother. My brother walked up to him, and the clown basically went out of character real fast. My brother wasn't going to do anything to him.
Your brother just looked at him and was like...
But I wanted him to pick up the tank like Arnold did Sully in Commando. One thing you have to learn is gravity.
Your brother wouldn't even throw the ball. He would just punch the thing.
Yeah, he'd come over and punch the thing. And he's in the water. Stay there. Clown boy. You sicken me, you bitch.
Done with real-time press kit material for the
thank you.
Page.
Thank you.
God damn.
Somebody had to take over that Spider-Man post I put earlier.
Well, yeah. It was kind of the, hey, look, we're doing stuff again. Not that there is a single shit to give about that. But
no, there's 16 people who give a shit, unlike that other page that's still up for some reason.
We have 16?
Just go kick their asses.
No, Nicholas Cage.
Pee in their cereal.
Which podcast are we talking about?
The other caffeinated that never took off.
Oh, yeah, the one you gave him a cease and desist order. I told him just like, hey, you're ripping us off.
I don't think that's possible.
I threatened him with a wedgie.
There you go.
That calmed him down a bit.
Kyle, are you
time a little bit of room?
Kyle, are you tweeting this? Are you talking to our fans, all four of them that are here?
He's tweedling on the Twitter.
I mean, you got to do something.
Like scrolling back and forth between my home screens.
Hey, do you still got the plenty of whores or whatever's on there? Let's get Kyle a date here. Let's play a game.
Seriously, rough.
No, that has to be its own show one day.
Yeah, that's true.
Plenty of
we need to actually film
take
it.
Take him on a night out down in fucking Clematis.
Yeah.
Bring a camera.
Oh, I will.
Or we could just keep our sexual escapades on the DL.
No, this is
no, we wouldn't show any of that because Lord knows nobody wants to see it.
I was like, take me back to Chlamydius.
Oh, we're filming Kyle's bare ass bouncing up and down.
Dude, like, then I had to wax and bleach my butthole and stuff. Oh, I'm just not about that, man.
No.
Bleach your butthole.
Yeah, because you know the motherfucker.
Oh, I see
getting on the butthole.
Hold on. He's buffering. He's trying to he's trying to learn to accept this.
Error.
Apparently, whoever's putting the strap on is using bleach as a lubricant.
Oh. No, that burns.
I believe you're
bleach
supposed
first,
to.
First, then you wax.
I believe you're supposed to use Gojo.
So when you do that, Kyle, what is the Old Spice?
I mean, I've never done it, but now I'm curious to see if that really jacked dude will, like, pop out of my ass.
God damn it.
It's like one of those water slides. That's what I'm picturing, like, the shape like a candy cane in there after bleaching.
I'm pretty sure it'd be, like, anal bleeding if it looked like that.
All the bleaching in the world ain't gonna make that thing not look like a purple donut.
Dude, I freaking showed you that in confidence.
Purple donuts.
Last I heard, it now looked like a radial snow tire.
Your asshole's got popcorn lung.
I knew he vaped.
Your asshole has dysentery. Your asshole has died.
And the Oregon Trail. Orifices.
The Oregon Trail or Oregon Trail?
The anal trail.
The Oregon Trail.
That was a fun game.
You have lost a lung. The Oregon Trail.
That's like playing Operation, too.
You have parvo.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to our English friends coming over here. Then nobody will be able to listen because they'll be here.
We need a translator, though.
No, we don't.
They're English.
They're,
man,
they're old
the
English.
Language.
And not that beer.
Just put subtitles.
Subtitles.
There you go. No, they're good.
While
they're...
we're at it, let's add Braille.
Braille 2 and a bouncing ball.
Wait. Like,
zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day.
What?
Like, man, oh, this is racist today.
English people, when they talk, you need to bounce a ball and subtitles.
I love Braille.
Jolly good show.
Funniest thing about Braille is giving a cheese grater to a blind person, telling them to read that.
Oh, my God.
Ah! Wilhelm scream.
Ugly baby. That's a face swap, dude.
That's horrible.
So, Jeff, do you ever have a blind person read your herpes?
Constantly. Constantly.
Yeah. He has to put blister.
Turns out it says if you could read this, you're too close.
No, he's the... the blind guy's like, well, touching this is like playing Defender.
I think it's basically just an issue of War and Peace.
How did they get it to like
Toll's toy? Herpes.
That's new.
A crunchy treat.
Yeah. I think we somehow lost it. I'm going to bring us back with a good old story.
Yeah,
about...
reel it back in.
All right. So once upon a time.
Fuck.
I did a podcast and.
Come on, Bill Dance. Get your shit together.
He's dying on set.
Well, no, that was his Ed McMahon impression.
Or my Nixon. So, yeah, this is good.
You're doing great.
I am doing
great. Doing great.
Fucking sensational. What the hell happened?
You lost a fish.
We lost the fish. I reeled it in.
Real big fish.
I like that band. Unlike you, who does not like ska.
Oh, you mean the soundtrack, the fucking Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
You know
I'm
what?
Sorry, half of Martin County Sheriff's Department just raced by us.
Good. That means we don't have to worry about them on the way home because we're going to go drinking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to be inebriated while it's driving.
Drinking a little dingly dingly.
Dude, that's the fair must be over.
Yeah. the Martin County Fair.
It's like Rawhide now. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Get those case numbers going. Get the fuck off the property, Rawhide.
That reminds me of. The Martin County Fair, when you're too poor to go to Palm Beach.
Or St. Lucie.
Oh, the St. Lucie County Fair. Oh.
The Martin County Hair, the Black Tar Heroin's 30% off.
Jesus, you want to talk about a sad, fucking, just ungodly, just shit. It's St. Lucie County Fair.
That bad?
I don't know, I think Martin might be worse.
Are you sure?
Have you seen how big that spot is?
Not as big as out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's still a lot of property out there. But
over there, it's basically the size of a small trailer park.
Yeah. I think the flea market's bigger, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bigger size piece of property.
Damn.
Which, which is amazing because it doesn't get used for anything good.
Now, I want my skate park there, but it hasn't happened yet. Or it'd be a good venue.
There's one in Palm City, a skate park.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, there's a few.
Best one around here is Ryo.
No.
Yeah. Ryo Skate Park, have you seen that thing?
Yeah, we weren't allowed in. We didn't have helmets.
Oh.
Wow, there's still people there doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we walked, when we went by the rock store at first, and I'm like, you're close.
That's why you gotta go there like early in the day. You just walk.
This is like at 5 p.m., I don't know.
Well, honestly, for you, Justin, it'd be good practice anyway.
Yeah, I
get
need
yourself
it.
Ready for the bicycle helmet, the arm crutches, trying not to lick windows wherever you go.
You could get all that
full body cast,
real cheap,
and crayons,
crayons, crowns.
But you weren't allowed anywhere near skate parks and schools.
No, I don't have the van.
No, just churches.
Yeah. So speaking of church, Jeff, how's your bar coming up with the Everclear and Absinthe?
Hey, that's gonna be a good hit.
It's going to be the only hit.
It's going to be a good murder charge.
I like drinking abscess.
No, Jeff came up with his idea.
This shit will cure one quickly.
Hey, Jeff, they're going to see Jesus.
Jeff came up with a bar idea.
Oh, you're going to see Clapton.
and he wanted to call it church, Bart. And he said the drink, the choice.
Church.
And it's called holy water. And it's 50-50 absinthe and fucking Everclear.
Which is a waste of both.
What a waste of both by themselves.
Oh, it's talking shit.
I don't know about what exactly, but yeah, sure. Okay, fine. We're hostile now. Fuck you, Jeff, for saying things.
Yeah, you fucking brony fucker.
That's just the way you said that, Justin. You're just like, do it, fight. He's talking shit.
Round one, fight. Dun it, dun.
Okay, Jeff, he's talking shit about that alcohol.
Jeff's like, I bleed. He cuts himself. He's, I bleed alcohol. Duffy's.
Dude, he's a walking distillery.
Of alcohol.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm a convicted alcoholic. I can talk shit.
Convicted alcoholic.
They can't convict you as an alcoholic.
Sure they can.
Because he had to blow start his car for 3 years.
Tell that to the system.
Time to go.
I mean, oddly enough, I guess they can. Because they can court order you to go to AA. So.
Yes, I was put to that.
That must have been a joy.
Oh, yeah.
Joy.
Listen to everybody's sob stories.
And he's all like, dude, I blew, and I also passed all the tests.
Try doing it at the mental institute.
Oh, that's where it gets fun, are you kidding?
Yeah, you get patted down.
And surely before I sodomized a chainsaw.
Everybody walks in shackles.
Oh, my God.
Get your hands off of me, you damn dirty ape.
I had to wonder if I walked.
You had an
right
opportunity
meeting.
And you missed it. You could have gone full Heston on that place.
Damn you! Damn
the first
you
AA meeting
hell,
where even caffeine was banned.
What?
It was the first AA meeting I've ever been to where caffeine was banned.
Whoa. No, bad. We don't like that.
This is what this is. This is a weekly AA meeting.
You couldn't even bring in a pen.
What, are you going to get high off of it?
This is what would cause you to drink.
Thank you.
You know what? He really gets the show. I'm proud of him.
AA causes you to drink.
Starting to think one of these nights, though, we do need to do a drunk caffeinated.
You know how much alcohol it's going to cost me and Jeff to try to get that
You know
bad?
How much property damage we'd have to figure out?
Well, I hear it goes quicker if you inject it to your butt.
Just imagine.
You guys get like a
good show. Jeff's like, excuse Bart, he's cartwheeling that kid in the middle of the US 1.
You could just like sit with your ass in the air and just like have someone just like
par for the course.
Funnel some alcohol into your ass. Yeah. You'll get drunk real quick.
Funneling.
Stick a beer bong in your butthole.
All right, Kyle.
Kyle, enough with the corn shoot.
Are you kidding? He's the one that brought it up.
He's allowed. He has a microphone. And I make the rules.
Well, isn't that like
the dealer always wins?
Isn't that like one of the new things that girls are doing? Like,
wait, what?
Soaking their tampons in
vodka.
That's not new. That's been around for a while, man.
Jesus, yeah. What the fuck?
They used to do that in high school.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
This is why sexism exists. There, I said it.
Well, my brother told me a long time ago when he used to arrest prostitutes that they always had a little bottle of Cisco on them and they said, you know, he asked them one day, like, why do you have it? He goes, oh, so, you know, we pour it down our hoo-ha to clean it out.
I love that word.
It's basically WD-40 for cooches.
Good Lord.
I love that word.
Wow.
When I was a kid, hoo-ha. We used to go to, Central Park in New York. My parents would not let me drink out of the water fountain because that's where the prostitutes would wash their shit.
Ew.
Their hoo-has?
Ew. Or their asses.
Yeah. You might catch something there.
I broke.
Well, I remember the dirty fucking Greyhound station that my mom went to pick up one of her coworkers, and my brother went to drink out of the water fountain. My mom was basically like, no. She did this NFL type jump and like smacked my
tries
brother.
Tries to tackle him but bounces off.
Yeah. Lord.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah,
all
I had
the people
know.
There were looking at
them
like.
So, we hit that subject. That's a new one.
Yeah.
It's a new flight ceiling right there.
The hookers.
Hookers washing pump. Their shit at the fucking Central Park water fountain.
Oh, Sandy, for you, we don't like cockwobbles.
Well, if I knew what that was, I'm sure I wouldn't like it. What the hell are you
that's
saying?
When we
just
came
picture
up...
a wobbling cock.
Okay, cock wobbles.
No, we came up with new slang terms together, like twat waffle
oh, okay.
and twat biscuit.
Well, it's
and...
just when you said cock wobbles, I'm like, isn't that a B-52
it might be cock...
song?
It might be.
Walrus.
That's about the crabs turning into lobsters.
Cock wobbles. I think there was something said about that on Mr. Rogers in the Land of Imagination one time.
No, I think it was, I think it's not cock wobble. I think that's me being stupid.
It certainly is.
You tell
hit
me
the
to
nail
do
on
things.
The head.
That's a,
no, I think it's
that's
cock
that's the most
womble.
Correct you've ever been in your life.
I think it's cock womble.
Cock womble?
It is.
Womble's not a fucking word. I don't care what country you're from.
Why am I here?
It's dim.
I love it.
And I don't want to hear any of that Lewis Carroll made it up bullshit either, because fuck Alice in Wonderland.
Hey, Justin, is them uck people, when they come down, they go teach us how to say them uck words? They from the uck, right?
God damn it, Kyle. Womble's a word, isn't it?
Yep.
Fuck!
Wow,
that's
Kyle
proved
it's
you
like
wrong.
A kid's book.
That doesn't fucking count. They're fictional characters.
That's the Wiggles.
Oh my god,
that's
no.
still a made-up name.
It's like the Teletubbies.
It's Warbles? Basically just Fraggles. Except they all look like little happy, friendly plague doctors. They're like bird-faced.
It's like trying to use Dr. Seuss words for Scrabble.
Yeah, that doesn't fucking count for shit.
I don't know. You play Scrabble
that's
on
not
the
an
phone
accepted
nowadays.
English
they word. Use some
punched
weird
me
words.
In the mouth for when I put Sam I Am in a fucking Scrabble game. There's no room for your monkey science tonight, boy.
You should have put Son of Sam.
Oh, there's an Urban Dictionary for it.
That definitely doesn't fucking count.
Why? Goat fucks in it. That counts.
All right. It's the act of tackling someone and fisting them at the same time.
Wow.
Well, I retract my statement. Now that I know that, I'm happy with it.
I like that there's a children's show named after it.
So it's a cockwomble's a tackle with a kung fu grip.
Wow, there's that's
new a, from Hasbro.
That's a definitely. I think
style.
That may have beaten the reverse leapfrog. And we lost him.
I'm broken.
Justin's powering
breathe.
Down.
I don't know how.
We need to defib. Clear.
Justin went Burt Reynolds on us.
Dude, that was full Dom DeLuise.
You see this bullshit snowman, Ted Vorn, that bullshit? Bandit? No, nothing defeats the reverse leapfrog, Jeff.
Oh,
that's too powerful.
No, because wombling definitely does.
Aggressive bowling.
I would like to see this done in football.
Yeah, it's sort of like how a blowjob should have been called a sloppy yawn.
Cock mumbles.
Cock bubbles.
No, pretty sure that's different, Justin.
Actually, you guys should think about changing the name of this from Caffeinated Podcast to How Not to Do a Podcast.
Oh, we've already displayed many times to people. No, you don't do what we do.
No, don't.
Breaking the rules. We're breaking the rules.
Why we only have two listeners?
No, we got like
we two fans.
No, they get together. They get together with friends of theirs who, for some reason, like the show.
Yes,
we have many fans, but only
Uck.
Two of them listen.
Yeah.
What the Uck? Why are you listening to us?
You know what? I've been not having to do the podcast for 6 years. I'm doing something wrong and right. I don't know. I'm still here.
You should have them play this podcast on repeat at like Guantanamo Bay or something.
Oh God!
I want to play it at Walmart.
They'll dig their way out.
How about just replacing the ambiance music in Walmart with just your laughter?
I'm dying. I'll throw
that
up.
It's powering down. Mumble, mumble, mumble. Powering down.
This is good. We haven't done this in a while.
We're insulting one another.
No, we shouldn't try anymore to even do it. We should just do it. Because this fucking cockwall.
Hey, it's like zombie.
Aggressive bowling.
We got zombie hour at Denny's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fungal cunt.
Abortions are all called ovarian mulligans.
Hoof wanking bungle cunt.
We got zombie hour at Denny's.
That's all the fair jugglers going to Denny's.
Stop doing math. Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's like,
no, do more math.
I want some moons over meth hammy.
Blue waffles.
Oh, no. Oh.
You fucking cockwomble.
Abort. Oh, wait. No.
Power down, Jeff. Power down. God
blue waffles
it.
With syrup.
Power down, for fuck's sake, Burger King, Jeff.
Oh. While we're on the subject, we found out there's a fucking body modification called dick splitting.
Ew.
Yeah.
It was inspired after a particularly unsuccessful attempt to make a hot dog.
So the term split your wick is not split your dick? I'll split your dick, bitch.
Well, I do got that paid Olympic stuff.
Make your dick look like a peeled banana.
You ever watch paid Olympics?
Well, get her back. It's a whole new meaning.
Oh. Look for paid Olympics.
I'm good.
Some brutal stuff there.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
Just think of the most painful thing you could possibly do to yourself. They probably go beyond that.
So, do we make it an hour? My God. My God.
Are we there yet?
Yeah, we made it. Thank God.
Are we there yet?
It's like
we were starting to strain the supply towards the end.
I feel like we have to dare ourselves. It's like a challenge to get to an hour.
Darky cockwobble.
Did we make an hour?
Cock-sucking thunder cunt.
Did we make an hour yet?
Yeah, we made it.
You only really got 15 minutes of material and then like 45 minutes of Justin laughing.
That sounds about right.
That's probably the best show we've ever done.
Imagine if we just put all that together, Justin's laughing.
That needs to become a dubstep remix.
Well, what I was thinking about doing was cutting out Justin's laughing. I'm going to make that my alarm for my phone so that I'll be up. I will not sit down and listen. I will not be hitting that snooze alarm.
Dude, you're not going to sleep for four straight days.
My friend who looks like Curly's calling. We're not talking.
That should be our music for the beginning.
That's cockwombles.
You know, this is the only show I've done that I don't have like an intro or outro or anything.
No, but you deserve a good wombling.
With a cock.
Isn't that right? Power down, Jeff.
Sure.
Pucker up, now Buttercup. We're going behind the shed.
I think we're going to go behind the scene. All right. Anyway, I think we're done. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Caffeinated Podcast. Thank you for welcoming us back, which you didn't.
We all have to say goodbye. This is Bart signing off. Special guest Dave.
Call in your musical requests.
Jethro Tull on next.
Power down, Jeff.
This has been Caffeinated Television, coming to you from RKO Studios, live.
By the way, you know what? The other place, keep the fucking RKO name. I hope your listeners listen to this in some college and they think it's you.
Don't look at me when you say all this. That got really intense for a minute. You weren't even blinking.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Sonny.
Definitely some sexual tension.
Sonny 107.9, fuck you still for stealing my other show.
Wolf winking.
We'll be back next time. Bye.
Bye.
With special guest Sandy Lehman, possibly.
Turn off the fucking computer!
ISIS.
The computer.